And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Monday, November 2nd, the day before something's happening, I guess. Who knows? I can't even remember what that thing is. Just kidding. So listen, it's been a long go here with this coronavirus and thought that you might be interested. I did a segment with CBS This Morning discussing the financial lessons learned after going through this pandemic with all of you. Some of these lessons you guys helped me learn. So you get real credit for helping me out and advancing my understanding of what has been going on since February of this year. Hope you enjoy it. Here's my segment from CBS This Morning.
One in four adult Americans have had trouble paying their bills since the coronavirus pandemic began. And one third have been forced to dip into their savings or retirement accounts in order to make ends meet. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here with how to get your finances in order during this difficult time. Jill, good morning. You say, Jill, that in times like this, it's best to go back to basics. How do you build a strong financial foundation in a moment like this?
Well, everything starts with cash flow, and we learned that back in March. And that means you've got to understand how much money is coming in, but probably more importantly, how much money is going out and where you are spending your money. And I think this is incredibly important because when people were really freaked out and maybe sidelined from the labor force, they had to go back and say, okay, how much on food? Everything else, I can figure it out. And also, one huge lesson from the pandemic is we need to live digital lives. We know that people got stimulus checks faster when they had filed their taxes electronically. We know people moved all around the country, and so bill paying those electronically made so much more sense. So go digital, get on it. When there's another round of stimulus, you will be happier to have had those digital footprints in place.
Jill, if you're having trouble paying your bills right now, what do you do?
Well, I think that there is a really important lesson of the last 8 months, and that is that you've got to understand you can negotiate. And this is true whether you're dealing with a big landlord, a utility company, a cable provider. These folks on the other end of the line, they actually don't want to punish you. They want to help you out, so you don't want to go dark. If you don't ask, you're not going to get, so we want you to do that. The other part of this that's become quite important is you can seek the help of professionals. Maybe there's a tax preparer, a certified financial planner. And in extreme cases, clearly there are some people who need to consider bankruptcy. But remember, those bankruptcy fees, whether it's the lawyer's fees and the process, it can be expensive and it can damage your credit score for up to 7 years.
As we mentioned before, Jill, a recent study found that a third of adults have dipped into their savings or their retirement accounts. What do you do to replenish those accounts ultimately?
I think Americans did an amazing job of really building up their savings during the pandemic. We know the savings rate went up to over 30% in the spring. As of yesterday's GDP report, we found out that's more than halved. And so what we want to try to do is, as you said, get those numbers up again. Why? Because we don't know what's going to happen over the next 3, 6, or 9 months. So you want to try to automate your savings as much as possible. This is true if you are especially employed right now and you've got the ability to do it. automated. Set up a transfer automatically from a checking account to a savings or investment account. And one note about those retirement savings, I know that there are the ability to borrow and withdraw from your retirement account is available through the end of the year. Be very careful. It took you a long time to get those funds built up. If it's your last option, sure, you can do it, but try not to touch those retirement accounts.
All right, Jill Schlesinger. Thank you, Jill.
Okay, I know. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Yes, it's election day, but tough luck. We're just going to do plain old questions. I can't do it again. I can't just be more politics. We're going to just do something different. We're going to stay in our lane, do what we do. Send us your financial, economic, tax, retirement, education, housing questions. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. More than ever, we want to remind you to wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, go vote, and please try to be nice to each other out there. Tensions are running high. Just be nice. Smile. Don't say a word. Roll your eyes in your head. Don't say a word. It's all going to get better. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. I'm not sure how, but I just have faith that it will. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.